Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got round 14 kicking off later tonight. We'll have our full round 14 preview coming this afternoon, so stay tuned for that one. Obviously, it's the few days after Origin, so guys backing up and whatnot. It's always a bit of a mystery here, but we've gathered all of the information, all of the sources that we possibly could to give you a good idea of what's going on at the moment. So, heading into round 14, and our first game of the week is the Manly Seagulls and the North Queensland Cowboys kicking off at 6 p.m. tonight. Now, the news so far, Dally Cherry Evans, he will play. Jake Trbojevic, he will play. These two guys, they are still in their 20-man squad. There is still two guys on their extended bench, so you could still see changes, but I'm tipping both of these guys will still play. Of course, Tommy Trbojevic, he has been ruled out, and interestingly, they've gone for Dylan Walker at fullback in his first game in a number of weeks. The other one out of the North Queensland Cowboys, Val Holmes, it looks like he will play. He is still in this squad. Kyle Felt, though, he has dropped out, so Justin O'Neill has come in for him. So that's your news from the North Queensland Cowboys and the Manly Seagulls to kick off at 6 p.m. Then we've got 7:55 tonight, the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Penrith Panthers. The Sharkies obviously with no Origin reps, the Penrith Panthers with about half of the series in there. So Cleary, Luai, Yo, Brian To'o and Kurt Capewell are reportedly out. Just having a look at their updated team sheet. Yeah, all those guys are out. The only one that could potentially play is Liam Martin. He's on the extended bench, but geez, I'm not sure how much money I'd put on him playing, to be perfectly honest with you. You've also got Api Kurisau. He, of course, comes back to this side. He didn't get on the field the other night, being the 18th man. So you will see Api Kurisau out. You might see out there. You might see Liam Martin come in, but personally, I'd probably doubt it, to be honest with you. For the Gold Coast Titans, now, AJ Brimson, he's still been named at fullback. I think it's more than likely he will play. Didn't play massive minutes the other night. Probably spent his most time standing behind the goalpost, to be honest with you. So I'm tipping AJ Brimson. He will play that game. Mofota Waker, he has been suspended, so he will not be playing this game. You got David Fifita and Tino that are still in the starting team at the moment for the Gold Coast Titans. At 3 p.m. this afternoon, that 24-hour change will kick in. I think you will see Fifita and Tino rested from this game. I just don't think it makes much sense putting him in there. Mofota Waker is suspended, as we said, so I think you'll only have AJ Brimson there. But Titans, they are getting desperate. They sort of need to start winning games. For the Roosters, surprisingly, according to all reports, James Tedesco, he's going to back up. So massive there for the Sydney Roosters. Obviously a team that wants to be playing finals footy in the top four this year. So they're keeping a close eye on this game. So James Tedesco, he will reportedly play, which if you've held him in Supercoach, is going to be massive with Tom Trbojevic out and whatnot. So James Tedesco reported to be playing there. He is the only Rooster that played Origin the other night. I'd love to know when they only had one representative last night. I'm pretty crazy there. Then we have Saturday, 5:30, we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Newcastle Knights. Now, not much to report out of this game so far. Obviously, it is a little bit away, but it should be noted, obviously, you've got Latrell Mitchell, you've got Damian Cook, you've got Cameron Murray, and you've got Jaden Sewer for South Sydney. I wouldn't be shocked if all of these guys don't play, to be honest with you. I think Cam Murray, he had a pretty quiet night the other night for New South Wales, to be fair, but I can't see him playing. Latrell Mitchell, I can't see him playing as well, especially the way that South Sydney have covered for Latrell Mitchell over the last few weeks. They've covered for Cam Murray as well. I think you'll see Benji come in. Jaden Sewer, I reckon he's a chance to come off the bench, but when you look at this extended bench, I mean, Liam Knight, Patrick Mago, Josh Mansell's still got to come into this side, so that they could just cover so many positions there. They've got Tau Tau Moga as well. I would love to see young Blake Taff get a game as well, a kid that I'm really excited about. Then you've got the young hooker on the bench, Mamazilis. He has been carving it up over the last few months. They got big raps on him, and they've left Josh Cook out of this side for him, so I wouldn't be shocked if all of these bunnies are rested, to be honest with you. I think Wayne Bennett understands the long game here, and you know he's pretty experienced around this Origin time, so keep an eye on for updates there. For the Newcastle Knights, the only man to come out of there was, of course, Daniel Saifidi. He's been named to start. I would be surprised if he does start still, to be honest with you. I think he did a lot of work the other night. But the Knights, they are, geez, good God, they're desperate at the moment with a number of injuries through the middle that might force his hand, but personally, I don't see it. For the Canberra Raiders, the only Origin rep star here was Jack Wyden. He came off the bench for the New South Wales Blues. I think he will back up and play here. I don't think that'll be an issue. For the Broncos, Xavier Coates, I think he will back up. Young fella, obviously played on the wing the other night, didn't have too many touches or anything, so I'd be surprised if we don't see Xavier Coates. Payne Haas, could be another story here. Payne Haas was unreal the other night. I was so impressed with him off the bench. He was unbelievable. Played big minutes as well. So keep an eye on Payne Haas. I think he's a guy that wears a lot of pride in this Broncos jersey, though. I wouldn't be surprised to see Payne Haas back up, but I'm not inside that building. I don't know the knocks and bruises he's got, etc. For the New Zealand Warriors, no Origin players here, of course, but it should be noted that Adam Fanua-Blake, he has been cleared to return, so you can expect to see AFB, which is going to be massive for Melbourne, for the Warriors, sorry. For the Melbourne Storm, now a number of guys here, Cameron Munster, I would assume he would be rested after this game, carrying an injury sort of leading into the game. I would assume he's rested, but good God, he was pretty pissed off the other night, so it might just be good to get him back on the park, see how that one plays out. Felice Kaufusi, I believe he will be rested. He looked exhausted the other night. I don't think you'd put him back out there. And this is another team that has shown how well they can cover all these injuries. Obviously, Christian Welsh, he will not be playing this week. He had to leave the field with a HIA the other night and did not return. So Christian Welsh, you can put the red Sharpie through him. Harry Grant had an injury coming into Origin, played big minutes there. I would suggest that Harry Grant will miss this game as well. So there will be a heap of changes there for the Melbourne Storm. But you've got a number of really talented guys sitting on their bench. Obviously, Cooper Johns, you've got Chris Lewis, you've got Tommy Eisenhuth, who can come in. So a lot of options to come in there to cover, and probably the big winner out of all this Supercoach wise will be Brandon Smith. We'll probably play big minutes at 9 Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, you got the Parramatta Eels and the West Tigers. Only two Origin players out of this game. You got Junior Paulo and Joe Offa-Hengawi. Junior Paulo, I would expect him to be rested. I think they've got enough guys to cover him. They played sensationally well last week without him. I don't think it'll be an issue giving him another rest post-Origin. Joe Offa-Hengawi, on the other hand, came off the bench. Wasn't overly impressive for me in Origin, but they haven't got a heap of cover for this guy. So, interesting to see what happens with him. He starts at 13 at the moment. If he does play, he'll probably come off the bench. I don't think he'll play his limited minutes, but keep an eye on Big Joe. He's the one that I'm not too sure about in this game. Last game is the Bulldogs versus the Dragons. Of course, no Origin player for either team here. So keep an eye on team list this week, guys. There's going to be plenty of changes, plenty of shocks probably to come. But those are the guys that I'm tipping to play this week based on the sources I've got and just having a look at how each team's lining up in the minutes that these guys played in Origin overnight. Good luck in round 14, guys. We'll have our full preview coming this afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.